My friend Max. Take a look at this picture. The boy on the left is me, Jordan, and the boy on the right is my best friend Max. Max and I live next door to each other. We go to the same school. We have been best friends since we were babies. Max is the greatest friend ever. He is funny, smart, and athletic. He is also very caring, loyal, and sincere. He always makes me feel happy. What more could I ask for? In most ways, Max is a normal kid just like me. But in other ways, he is special. You see, Max's legs don't work. He is in a wheelchair. He can't run or walk. But we can still do many things together. We play basketball, swim, fish, study, listen to music, dance, and go camping. We do lots of other stuff, too. Just look at all these pictures. We have had a lot of good times. It was the last week of summer vacation. I got some very bad news. Max and I were hanging out in my room. Summer is almost gone, I said. I'm sad, but I'm also excited. Grade 7. Can you believe it? We are middle school students next week. Max did not look happy. He didn't say anything. He just looked at his shoes. What's the matter, Max? I asked. Is something wrong? Yeah, Max replied. I have bad news, Jordan. I can't go to Johnson Middle School. I'm going to Carlson Middle School instead. I was shocked. Carlson? Why Carlson? It's almost an hour away. Max nodded. I know, he said, but Johnson doesn't have wheelchair facilities. I don't have a choice. People in wheelchairs need special ramps, lowered sinks, grab bars, and other stuff. I felt shocked. I felt a lump in my throat. How much do wheelchair facilities cost? I asked. Max thought for a moment. About $2,000, he replied. They're expensive. $2,000, that's a fortune, I said. This is terrible. How can I start middle school without my best friend? Hey, don't feel too bad, Max said. It's not the end of the world. We can still see each other after school and on the weekends. I'll miss you a lot, I said. I was very quiet at dinner that night. What's the matter with you? My mom asked. Why aren't you eating? Spaghetti is your favorite. I'm really upset, I said. Max is going to Carlson Middle School. He can't go to Johnson Middle School. He needs special wheelchair facilities. Why doesn't Johnson buy wheelchair facilities? My mom asked. They're too expensive, I replied. They cost $2,000. My mom patted me on the head. Don't worry, she said. You'll make new friends. Nobody said anything for a while. Then my older sister Katie put her arm around my shoulder. Don't feel too bad, Jordan, she said. Maybe we can help Max out. Maybe we can raise the money ourselves. Suddenly, I felt a lot better. Is it possible? I asked. How could we raise so much money? It's easy, Katie replied. We'll sell lemonade on the beach. Let's start tomorrow. We can do it. That night, Katie and I made 10 liters of lemonade. We poured it into 5 2-liter bottles. We put the bottles into a portable cooler. The next morning, we took the cooler to the beach. We also brought a folding table. We made a big sign. Help Max out. Buy a glass of ice-cold lemonade. Only $1. We taped the sign to the front of the table. After a while, a jogger came by. He looked very thirsty. The jogger read our sign. "Who's Max?" he asked. "He's my best friend," I replied. "He's in a wheelchair. He needs some special wheelchair facilities." The jogger gave us two $1 bills.
"Sounds like a good cause," he said. "I'll take two."
Katie filled two glasses with lemonade. She handed them to the jogger. "Here you are, sir," she said. The jogger drank both glasses very quickly. Then he ran away. "Hooray!" I cheered. "Our first sale!" It was a really warm day. Many people came to the beach. Everybody wanted lemonade. People lined up in front of our table. "We're doing really well," Katie said. "We only have one bottle of lemonade left." "Great," I said. "Max will be very surprised." A little old lady came up to the table. She had white hair and a cane. "Hello, dear," she said. "I would like one glass of lemonade, please." I smiled and handed the little old lady a glass of lemonade. "Here you go," I said. "That's $1, please." The little old lady took a sip of the lemonade. She smiled. "Ah, that's delicious," she said. "It reminds me of the good old days." She looked in her purse. "Oh, dear," she said. "I don't have any money. I'm terribly sorry. Can I pay you tomorrow?" "Oh, don't worry about it," I said. "It's okay, really." That night, Katie and I counted our earnings at home. "How much did we make?" I asked. "Well, we sold 40 glasses of lemonade," Katie said. "So our gross profit is $40. But we paid $6.56 for supplies. So our net profit is $33.44. $33.44 isn't very much," I said. "We still need $1,966.56. That's a lot of lemonade." "Maybe we should try something else," Katie said. "How about a garage sale?" "Good idea," I said. "Let's do it." The next morning, Katie and I searched the entire house for garage sale stuff. My mom gave us a box of books. My dad gave us some tools and an old TV. Katie filled a bag with old clothes. I filled a box with a bunch of stuff from my closet. "Jordan, are you selling all your old toys?" Katie asked. "Why not?" I asked. "I don't need them." Katie smiled. "You sure are a great friend," she said. We took all of the stuff to the front yard. We arranged everything on folding tables. We made a big sign. "Help Max out. Buy something at our garage sale." People started arriving at 9 a.m. A man in a blue baseball cap pointed at my dad's old TV.
"How much do you want for that?" he asked.
"Make us an offer," Katie replied.
"How about $75?
the man asked. Katie smiled excitedly. "Sold," she said. The man handed Katie some money. Then he carried the TV to his truck. "This was a great idea," Katie said. "We've already made $75. Things got very busy around noon. A tall lady bought all of my mom's books for $10. A group of girls bought most of Katie's old clothes. and a nice old man bought my box of toys.
I have two grandkids, he said. They'll love this stuff.
We counted our earnings that night. We made $246.56 from the garage sale, Katie said. And we made $33.44 yesterday. So our grand total is $280. That's pretty good, I said, but it's still not enough. We still need $1,720. What can we do? Katie thought for a moment. My friend Ed works at the gas station on the highway, she said. Maybe we could set up a car wash there. Good idea, I said. Let's give it a shot. The next morning, we took some sponges, buckets, and soap to the gas station. We made a big sign. Help Max out. Get your car washed. A man in a dirty blue van pulled up moments later.
How much?
He asked. We're just asking for a donation, Katie said. You can pay whatever you want. It's for a good cause. The man handed Katie a $20 bill.
Here's 20 bucks, he said. Have fun.
We spent all morning washing cars. At 11 a.m., I felt something wet on my arm. I looked up. I saw a big gray cloud. Oh, no, I said. It's raining. Our car wash is ruined. It started pouring. We ran for cover. Bad luck, I said. Our car wash is ruined. And school starts next week. How much money have we made so far? Almost $120, Katie replied. I felt terrible. We still need $1,600. At that moment, an old black car pulled up. A little old lady with white hair was sitting in the driver's seat. She honked her horn. Is she crazy? Katie asked. Why does she want her car washed? It's raining. I ran up to the car. The lady rolled her window down. Do you remember me? She asked. You're the nice boy who gave me a glass of lemonade the other day. Oh, hi there, I said. How's your fundraiser going? The old lady asked. Not so good, I replied. We're $1,600 short. The old lady sighed. Oh, I'm sorry, she said. Well, maybe the payment for my lemonade will help a bit. Will you take a check? Sure, I replied. She handed me a white slip of paper. Here you go. Thanks. She drove away. What did she want? Katie asked. Nothing much, I replied. She gave me a check for a glass of lemonade. Katie looked at the check. All of a sudden, her eyes got very big. Jordan, have you seen this? She asked. She showed me the check. It was made out for an amount of $1,600. I jumped in the air with glee. Yahoo! The next week, wheelchair facilities were installed at Johnson Middle School. Max was very happy. So was I. We walk to school together every morning now. We will be best friends forever.